I am reborn each moment I live. I am reborn each moment I live. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what kind of a body I have, what kind of a world I live in, I am reborn each moment I live. There is no past to my living, there is no future to my living, there's only now to my living. And I am reborn in that now, in that awareness, in that joy, in that love, in that allness that I am. I'm reborn each moment I live. And what happens each moment that I live? What takes place in my life each moment that I live? I look at my world each moment I live, and I call it good and very good. As I look at the world, I see everything in the world, and I may not understand it, I may not comprehend why it's happening the way it is, but I call it good and very good. Whether it's a thunderstorm, or whether it is a volcano, whether it is a light blue sky with a cloud passing by, whatever it may be, I call it good. I call everything, each moment I live, I'm reborn, and I call it good and very good. And as I call it good and very good, I delight in what it is. I delight in how it is. I delight in where it's expressing itself. I delight in the allness that it is. And I know that. I know that. I know that now, and I know that always, because that's the only reality that I am. It's the only isness, the only meanness, the only one that can be anything in my life. It is who I am. Each moment I live, I am reborn. Now, what does it mean to be reborn? Well, as I look at the world, and I hear vibrations from the world of what's going on in it, and it tells me that some people are having grand experiences and some people are having sad experiences. Now, if I listen to the grand or the sad, either way, I am not being reborn in every moment I live. I am living someone else's moment. I am living someone else's experience, someone else's life, someone else's dream. I'm living someone else's purpose in being. And I am reborn each moment I live. And as I am reborn each moment I live, I am born into a new, glorious, fantastic expression of the allness. And as I let myself think, I am the allness, I am the isness, I am that which is, then whatever I face, whatever I see in it its divine purpose. Now, most certainly, seeing the divine purpose in anything, or everything, but seeing the divine purpose in anything is a most noble, most beautiful, most desirable situation. And it's something that I truly want to do. I want to see in all the good that's there. I want to see the purity. I want to see the original purity and integrity of everything in my life, of every single thing that goes on in my universe. Now, this is a choice that I make. This is a choice that I make because I'm reborn. I'm not born out of the old or out of the new. I am reborn out of the all. And as I'm reborn out of the all, each moment I live is precious indeed. And each moment is so precious, I cannot allow myself for one instant to think of a past experience or a future experience. I can only allow myself the instant of now, the instant of thinking that this is good and very good. This is wonderful. This is beautiful. This is who I am. So I'm walking down the street, and I'm looking about myself, and I see the children at play. I see men and women scurrying back and forth to their various tasks, going to the market, going to their jobs, going to whatever amuses them. And I separate myself from that. I 100% separate myself from anything that anybody else is doing, whether it's the children or whether it's the adults or whether it's the world, whether it's the weather, whether it's the economy, whether it's anything at all. I separate myself totally from that, and I make myself one with only one thing, and that is the moment I live right now, each moment I live right now. Because I'm born new into that moment, I do not take the past. I do not take what people thought or what people think or what people desire or what people have as their goals. I have as my goal. And what is my goal? My goal is, hey, what value, what benefit do I see in this? What is its original purity and integrity? What's the original purity and integrity of a puppy dog lying in the grass rolling around? What's the original purity and integrity of a car rolling down the street doing its perfect, beautiful purpose? What's the purpose of anything at all? It's just to be itself and have fun. To enjoy fulfilling its purpose. The gears in a car are designed to roll smoothly and wonderfully. Some are lubricated so that they never need lubrication for the lifetime of the car. This is true in so many things. That's called perpetual motion. It's called movement that is not based on anything else. It's so wonderful. It's so fantastic. It's so glorious. It's so magnificent. And it's what we are really all about. It's what I am all about. That's what I can walk down the street and see. That's what I can, in my heart, see. I can, in my meditation, think about anything. And in my meditation, I do not think of it as something that is not done, or that is yet to be done, or something that is not fully understood. In my meditation, I merely say, it is done, and it is done. And I delight in it. I say that I am swimming in the ocean, and I'm feeling the delightful ocean waters as they brush across me. And I swim through the waves just like a dolphin or a porpoise, just sort of flying along, enjoying myself. And I'm doing that. Now, my speed may be different than a dolphin's, but I make no comparison. I make a comparison only to myself and say, I like this. I delight in this. I am happy in this. I am fulfilling this as me, as who I am, and I am happy as can be. Each moment I live, I am born new into a new delight, into a new experience, into a new imagination, into a new magic in my heart. Each moment, when I take a bite of food, I don't need the food. I can eat any kind of food. I could eat a pill that would fulfill whatever I think I need. But I make everything an enjoyable experience. When I take a bite of food, I'd say, that tastes so good. All of my senses of my body that I have created to enjoy these things are enjoying these things. All the senses of my being are activated, and I'm living in the wholeness and the fullness of who and what I am right now. It is glorious. It is wonderful. It is beautiful. Yes, that's what it's all about. I am reborn. I am born new. I am a new beingness. Never before known, never before seen, but always having been there. And each moment I live the new moment, the new now. I live reborn. You and I have the same opportunity to be reborn, to be born new, to live in our original purity and integrity. Right now, even though our original purity and integrity was demonstrated in our bodies or our being at some point in time we call in the past. But right now is when I'm experiencing that. Right now. My original purity and integrity is me right now. I am me right now. I am born right now. I am fantastic right now. Each moment I live is a moment so beautiful, so fulfilling, so rewarding, so wonderful, that there is no comparison. For I am that all right now. And I am that in delight right now. I am that in fulfillment right now. My life is my glorious expression of all that I am. My life is my glorious expression of all that I could ever want to be. And that's all that matters to me. Join me in this grand adventure right now and know that it is you and me, original purity and integrity. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.